everybody. Welcome to the Authentic Leadership Podcast. This is episode 74, how you can start fully embracing where you're at in life. My name is Cece Ojani Bekor. I work as an executive leadership and wellness coach. What that means is I help leaders like you solve your personal and professional challenges. I run a one-on-one coaching program for leaders from all over the world. We meet remotely. I've been doing that since long before even the pandemic started. It's been such rewarding and fulfilling work. And I also run workshops for organizations, both online and face-to-face. We look at a number of issues like how to enhance your team dynamics, how to enhance your performance, how to enhance your culture, as well as how to become a ninja at sales and customer service. So today, I want us to look at the fine art of embracing where you're at in life, or I should say, embracing wherever you're at in life. A wonderful client of mine asked me one time what season I'm in currently, because she noticed how active I am, how I'm doing various things, various interesting things, fun stuff, all part of work. So she was curious in a good way about what was going on for me, and she was looking for inspiration. I found that such a powerful question. What season are you at in life right now? Why does it even matter to think about this? Well, first of all, it helps you get grounded. It helps you to reflect. And secondly, it helps you to take stock. And when you can take stock, you can remember to give thanks. And taking stock also gives you some ideas about what actions to take next. And when you're intentional, you increase your chances of growth, contentment, and success. That's what can lie at the tail end of those intentional actions you're taking. So I was very touched that my client asked me this question, and it was during a meeting. So I started reflecting then and there, and it was a very moving exercise even for me. So what was my answer to the client's question, you're probably asking? Well, I started by telling her how I was set up to look forward to the 40s by my very first coach. When I was 28 years old, my very first coach gave me, I believe, one of the most important gifts I've ever received. She told me, Cece, the 40s are when you truly come into your power. Now, I can't recall why we were discussing the 40s at that time. As I said, I was 28. It probably had something to do with her trying to calm me down and help me shed all those pressures that I was placing on myself at the ripe old age of 28. But the point is, there we were discussing the 40s. She was in her 50s at the time. And something just opened up inside of me. This woman helped me get excited about getting older. I wasn't somebody who feared getting older, but this extra gem of information added excitement to the idea for me. And I believe it also helped me have a wonderful third decade. My 30s were action-packed. Those of you who know my journey, follow me on social media, you've seen what my life has been like all these years. All the travel, I got married, had a beautiful daughter, started my business. The 30s were great. So now I'm 42, I told my client, and I find myself still excited. All the coaching that I have received has brought me here. And I'm talking about the coaching that I have received as a coachee, not me being the coach. I mean, of course, that has helped mold and shape me into who I am. But I said to my client, it was the coaching that I have received that has brought me here. I got through the pandemic. My coaching practice is still thriving. It thrived during the pandemic years. As an aside, I got quite busy with online workshops that I actually burnt out. I'll share more on that on another podcast episode around how fear and attachment led to my burnout, but I digress. So I said to my client, I'm still excited. And I said to her, I'm also still open. I'm open. I'm not one of these people who is getting closed the older I get. I enjoy getting out. I enjoy trying new things. I still enjoy going to new places, and I still love meeting new people and listening to their stories. But it was the coaching I received that brought me here. It set me up to be in this place of embracing where I'm at. So we're all in different places right now. Some of us are really going through a tough time. Some of us are recovering from the last few years. Some of us have shot away like rockets. We've gotten our mojo back. One thing's for sure, there's been a lot of transformation. Transformation meaning a change from the inside out. So, how can we embrace where we're at in life, no matter if it's looking rosy and golden or whether it's feeling pretty dark and pretty hard? First things first, I like to say to clients, see your life as an adventure. And that's a very specific word I've chosen, adventure. So think of your favorite movie, action movie or mystery movie. It's an adventure. People are living their lives, and then boom, something challenging happens. People get together to try and resolve it. The hero or heroine decides they're going to be the ones to resolve it. There are ups, there are downs, short-term wins, failures, losses. Someone the heroine or hero loves passes away, gets hurt, or goes away, or stops being a friend. I mean, there are villains, there are acquaintances who come in to help temporarily. I mean, we've all seen these movies. But here's the thing, that's pretty much our life. It's an adventure. It's an adventure. Seeing your life as an adventure means you accept that there will be ups and downs, there will be failures, there will be mistakes. There will be fallouts, there will be losses, but there'll also be the good stuff too. Finding love, winning, making money, achieving, ups and downs, wins and failures. It's all just an adventure. So you see, with this lens, we don't have to chastise and blame and self-flagellate during the tough times, because that's how this thing is designed, this thing called life. Yes, you made a mistake. Yes, the consequences suck, but that's what happens when you're having an adventure. There's ups, there's downs, there's even mundane blah moments and phases. That's step one. Start seeing your life as an adventure. When you're high and buoyant and feeling great, enjoy that, but know that you're going to dip. And when you're down in the valley, do what you need to do to get through it. Wallow, feel bad, but know that you're going to rise again. That's step one. What are the next steps? Let's look at it through two lenses. Maybe you're in a wonderful phase of your life right now. You're happy. Yeah. Maybe you're in a tight spot. Let's talk about if life is just a ball right now. First of all, yay to you. Enjoy it, embrace it, don't hide it. I really like people who share their happiness on social media. And let me tell you guys, we need these people. We need these people. Why do we need them? To balance things out. Guys, there's so much darkness on social media, so much tough stuff. Tough news, scary news, weird news. We need more of the funny people. The hey, I'm getting married people. The hey, I'm so excited about this thing I did people. The hey, it's our 30th anniversary people. The please help me wish my wife a happy birthday people. We need more and more good news to remind us that good stuff is still also going on in the world. Some of the most popular TikTok pages are the funny ones. Globally, like globally popular TikTok pages are the funny ones. So if this happy time is a phase you're in, don't feel guilty. Share with close and trusted friends. Hey, share on social media and know this. People like to talk about the haters, but what about those of us who are being uplifted by your good news? What about those of us who are inspired by your good news? Your good news lifts people up. Share it. That's actually something you can do for the world, reminding us all that, yeah, there is a lot of good stuff going on in the world too. So maybe we should stop just focusing on the haters and being afraid of what the haters will say. How about those people you will inspire? That's if your life is going great. Enjoy. Enjoy. What about if you're in a fix? What about if you're having a tough time embracing where you're at in life right now? Here are some steps if this is you. You said number one, you're seeing your life as an adventure. Step number two is to ask yourself this: what is the next wise thing I can do? Keyword being be next. You don't have to know all 20 steps to get you fully out of this mess. You just need to know the next best action, the next wisest action. Just one step. What is it? Is the next wise thing for me to do just going to the gym, working out, getting moving? Is the next wise thing for me to do to take a nap because I'm exhausted? Is the next wise thing to do for me to call that therapist my friend told me about? Is the next wise thing for me to do to call the coach? I often say to people who contact me and say they'd like to talk to me to find out more about my services, I say, good on you for reaching out. Good on you for reaching out, because it's a big deal to reach out and ask somebody for help. That might be the thing that changes your life. That's certainly what happened to me when I reached out to my very first coach when I was 28. My life has never been the same. Now, usually that first action is also about acknowledging that, yes, this is tough. And then the next step is to embrace the idea that you can get through this. So you have to mind your thoughts. You want your thoughts to move you forward. I'm in a fix. Yes, it sucks. Yes, but I can get out of this. So what is the next step? Asking for help? Perhaps. It might even be just phoning a friend, but you got to be careful when you phone friends that you're asking for solutions, not just calling a friend to vent. Because we feel worse if that's all you do. Step three to embracing where you're at in life if you're having a tough time. Did you know that you don't need to wait for hindsight to see the gems that are coming out of a tough situation? So you can be in the thick of a tough situation, but as it's going on, at various points in time, you can pause and ask yourself, what gems am I getting from this? So if you're unwell, for example, usually some of the gems you're being offered include, it's time to slow down. It's time to say no to certain things and no to certain people. It's time to smell the roses more. Let me go for more quiet walks. Let me chill. Let me watch comedy. I've got to stop giving away my money to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that asks and start saving it for myself and my health expenses, etc. The tough stuff that happens is an invitation, guys. And that acknowledgement is, it goes a long way. Like, what am I being taught here? Learn the lessons fast. I've coached leaders who've been made redundant. Yeah. Smart people who lost their jobs for whatever reason. We work together to get over the initial shock and fear. And let me tell you, once we're over that hump, they all say the same thing. They start admitting that that workplace was not great and they were not happy. They were not performing as well as they could have. And they just didn't have the courage to leave. Now that they've been forced out and they're seeing their life as a blank canvas that they can create in any way they want. So you can be in the thick of something and still be able to see the light. It's not the light at the end of the tunnel, but the little slivers of light that are poking their way through, even in the middle of that, in the midst of that cave. So start seeing the gems now in the tough situation you're in. You might even be grateful that you went through this tough experience later. I've shared honestly about what the miscarriage I suffered some years back did for me. If you go to Google and search Cece Ojani Engage, you'll see a video, Miscarriage Breaking the Silence. Okay, I did it on a platform, local speaking platform here called Engage. I got so much out of that experience. Finally, let me leave you with this thought. You know how many people use the phrase "life is short" to scare themselves into action? Maybe you're one of these people. I put it to you that life is long, and that is precisely the challenge. The challenge is not that life is short, guys. The challenge is life is long. And what are you going to do with all this time? What are you going to do with all this time? The thing about life is long is you can also start pacing yourself and not putting pressures on yourself. This has to be done by tomorrow. This has to, maybe it can be done by Friday, just so that you don't make yourself sick for an entire week, so that you don't burn out. Where you are now is where you are now. This can change. You can be in a completely different mental state or financial state or whatever, 3 months from today, 6 months from today, next week, even. Take things a bit more slowly, guys. Pace yourself. That is so difficult for a lot of people to do. It was difficult for me to do before my coaches started telling me, you know what? You're going to make yourself sick. You're going to make yourself sick. Many of us are not being pressured by outside people. We are pressuring ourselves. Our self-narratives are so harsh. Now, you might be thinking, Pithi, my situation is pretty dire. It's pretty final. Iggy, my marriage is actually ending. Like, it's done, it's done, it's ending. What do you do in that situation? Well, let me remind you of the three P's of resilience, I beg your pardon. Your situation isn't personal. So if you're broke right now, for example, you're not being made to suffer by some mean deity out there. Life hands many people that lemon. Your marriage is ending. Life hands many people that lemon too, doesn't it? Many people have had their marriages end. Many people have been broke. I like to make this joke of how there was a time in my life, guys, where I was driving an old Subaru. It didn't even have power steering. The young people who are listening to this will be like, huh? There were cars without power steering? Yes, I drove a car without power steering, and I loved that car. I loved that car. It got me to and fro, and I sold it for $300. Have you ever sold an entire car for $300? We've all been broke. Yeah? Life has handed many people that lemon, so you don't have to take it personally. Of course, it helps to look at where you have contributed to the tough situation you might find yourself in, only so that you can learn and not repeat those mistakes. But there is no outwitting life. Everybody will be visited by problems. So you don't want to go down that unhealthy road of why is this happening to me? Why is my life so hard? I can never catch a break. Don't personalize it. And please don't make your challenges mean you are not worthy or you're stupid or any of those other forms of mental self-flagellation. There's what you're going through, and then there's the fact that you are still lovable and worthy. The second P has to do with reminding yourself that this challenge is not all pervasive. It's not everywhere in your life. Notice that your whole life is not all bad. There's a challenge in one area, but there are other areas that are fine. Okay, there are some financial problems you're having, but in the areas of parenting, your kids are healthy, you're close to them, they like hanging out with you. Things with your business are tough. Fine, that sucks, but your marriage is still solid. Your partner is still helpful and loving and encouraging. Your whole life does not suck just because one area of your life is very challenging for you right now. It is not all pervasive. The final P relates to permanence. The truth is, this too shall pass. And we've all been there. A situation that you thought was so hard way back then, and maybe it was hard, is now behind you. Guys, I know quite a few people who are thriving in their second marriage. First one didn't work out, that was hard. But this second one, different story. Another example, have you traveled recently? At the time of recording this podcast, airports are full. I just came from Japan at the time of recording this podcast episode. Let me tell you, you can count on one hand the number of people I saw at the airports in Dubai wearing masks. This too shall pass. The pandemic times we were all wearing masks. Now we're hugging, we're high-fiving, we're back to dating, blind dates, whatever. This too shall pass. What about if a situation is permanent, as in there's no getting out of it? Maybe it's an illness, a condition that you have to live with. Then the way is acceptance. This is something I have to live with. How can I do it with grace? Guys, you'd be surprised how many people you know who are getting on with life and have to deal with lifelong conditions, for example, or how that fearful person you know may have some tough stuff going on behind the scenes. They're not in denial. They accepted the situation, decided to live with it. They keep it moving. There's someone in my life who is not well. They're not going to get well anytime soon. I'm not in denial. I don't suppress it. I have learned to live with it. And in fact, another thing that gets one thing that gets me going is this person would not have wanted me to wallow about their condition. I've accepted it. Acceptance is different to giving up or being a pessimist. Let's be clear about that. Optimists can find this thing difficult to do, this acceptance thing, because optimism is about believing that there's a way, there's a way. It can all end well if we just think differently about it. But guys, sometimes there isn't a way. You're dealing with some hard things. And the invitation is to learn acceptance. And in a world that's trying to convince you that you can outsmart life, this is a ninja move, learning how to accept. It keeps you humble. Guys, take care of yourselves. You are amazing. Please embrace where you're at in life. Your life is an adventure. I'm Coach CC. I'll catch you on the next episode.